Hi, this is Dirk with Steward Leader, and this is The Extraordinary Life. I still like to pay with cash as often as I can. And one of the reasons is because I like to get the change. And when I get home, I put the change in a mason jar, and I never take change out of it. When I get a couple three jars full of coins, I take them to the bank, and then I find out how much I have. Last year, I had $1,100 total dollars from those mason jars. And then we look for people and ministries that we can bless with our mason jars of generosity. It is such a great way to be generous. It's so easy, and we never miss it. And then we get to bless people in creative ways. And it is so wonderful to see how those coins can make a difference in a family or a person's life. Now, this was part of a conversation I had with a friend about stewardship and creative generosity. Now, the Apostle Paul talks to the leaders of Ephesus about intentional stewardship and then the life of radical generosity. Now I commit to you and to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied for my own needs and for the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself when he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Paul takes hold of a major truth in his teaching and in his life, the blessing of giving. And my friend captured that truth in a super simple practice of putting change into mason jars and then not buying things for himself, but blessing people. And it's really radical. How do the opening story and the words of Paul from the book of Acts encourage and challenge you today? Here are a few thoughts and some questions for folks like us on the way to the extraordinary life. Number one, who are some of the people in your life who have fun ways to be creative in their generosity? Number two, are there ways in which you have found disciplined and yet fun ways to do little and or big things to be generous? Number three, let me encourage you to find a few people who you can trust and to develop a relationship with them in which you brainstorm ways to be generous with your money, time, and your gifts and your abilities. And number four, it is a given that the generous life is a life against the flow of most of our cultures. Yet it is worth the upstream paddling, especially if you share the journey with others. The extraordinary life is a life of radical generosity in which we celebrate the joy of giving in little and big ways, and even in fun and creative ways. Radical and creative generosity is a blessing that we can offer each day in God's great adventure for our lives. Jesus' words teach us that the radically generous life is a life of greater joy and greater blessing. He gives us the opportunity to live in that joy each day. So as you consider a life of radical and creative generosity in the little and the big ways today, a great place to start can be a steward's prayer. Lord, what do you want me to do today with all you have trusted me with to honor you and to advance your kingdom? God bless you today as you live the extraordinary life. With God and with each other, we can.